I'm Brett Chang, and this is your Peak Daily for Tuesday, April 16th, where we cover the biggest stories in Canadian and global business, finance, and tech, all in less than 7 minutes. Peak Pals, some troubling news. A new forecast from Royal LePage projects that Toronto will overtake Vancouver as the country's most expensive housing market in the second half of 2024. Not to worry, though, Vancouver, you're still the most expensive city in the country for renters. That's got to count for something, right? This is not a table that I want to be at the top of, but it's just the state of the market, Peak Pals. Anyways, we've got a great episode for you today. For our first story, happy budget day, one and all. That will be connected to the housing market, I'm sure. For our second story, Canada says bienvenue to Frankfurt immigrants. It's actually it's a big housing episode. And our big picture. For our first story, it's budget day 2024, and the theme for this year is generational fairness. Well, that's not as exciting a theme as year of efficiency or murder mystery. It does sound like a nice idea. Here's what's driving the news. This year, the Feds tried out a new calm strategy where they openly trumpeted many of the biggest moves in the month leading up to the budget. Over $37 billion in new initiatives for this year's budget have already been announced per Global, such as a plan to solve the housing crisis, including billions of dollars of spending on things like a new housing infrastructure plan, a rental protection fund, and modular housing. Canada's first major defense policy update since 2017, which provides the armed forces with an additional $8.1 billion in federal funding over the next 5 years, and $2.4 billion on AI innovation spending, most of which will go to a fund to pay for the computing infrastructure researchers and businesses need to run AI systems. Now, it matters because the feds have a lot of issues to address, but don't have much fiscal wiggle room to do so. Pinky swearing to not exceed the current projected deficit of $40.1 billion. If they can't do that, the feds might have to start looking at new places for hefty spending cuts. If the deficit gets too big, Canada runs the risk of a credit downgrade, which affects everyone as rates banks charge for loans are correlated to Canada's credit rating. Now, to zoom out, Canada is one of the few countries with a sovereign AAA credit rating, aka the best of the best, from at least two top credit rating agencies. But keeping it is no sure thing. Look at BC, which was just hit with a downgrade due to debt, and Quebec could be next. For our second story, everybody knows that Canada needs more healthcare workers, more home builders, and more French speakers. Here's what's driving the news. Since revamping the express entry system for skilled immigration last year, 19,700 potential immigrants have been invited to apply for permanent residency based on their French skills, more than any other selection category, per a Globe and Mail analysis. To catch you up, last year the feds changed the express entry system for permanent residency to increase immigration of workers from five in-demand fields: STEM, healthcare, transport, trades, and agriculture, as well as for candidates with high French language proficiency. The feds are trying to bolster French-speaking communities outside Quebec, including new immigration measures announced earlier this year. That's because the share of bilingual non-Quebec residents whose mother tongue is French is falling and was down 0.8 percentage points between 2001 and 2021. It matters because the outsized focus on letting in French speakers highlights what critics see as a flaw of the revamped express entry system. Candidates that are potentially a better fit for migration are overlooked just because they don't fall into any of the program's buckets. Candidates with higher scores who apply through the general application process are at times left out, while people with lower scores make it via the express entry route. To zoom in, which I'm trying to think of the noise for that. I don't know. Since the implementation of the updated express entry program, the average cutoff comprehensive ranking system score for permanent residents was between 392 and 486, depending on the category. For candidates applying via general applications, the cutoff was 527. And for our big picture, Apple dethroned as top-selling smartphone maker. Samsung reclaimed the title after an abysmal quarter for Apple that saw iPhone shipments slump 9.6% compared to last year, thanks to slowing demand in China. The dip comes as the broader smartphone market sees its fastest growth in years on the backs of China's competitors Huawei and Xiaomi. Tesla axes 10% of workforce. The world's top-selling EV maker is laying off more than 10% of its global workforce amid plummeting sales and stiff price competition. The job cuts come on the heels of Tesla's decision to reportedly halt production of its $25,000 mass-market EV model designed to keep pace with low-cost EVs in the US and China. And Walmart wants to recycle your reusable bag. If people aren't going to reduce or reuse their bags, they may as well recycle them. In the latest installment of our national bag journey, Walmart will let Canadians mail in their reusable propylene shopping bags to a third-party provider, which will repurpose them. Peak Pals, thanks for making us the most listened to business news podcast in Canada. If you've got a second, why not follow this podcast on your app of choice or leave us a review? And if you want more Peak, make sure to subscribe to our daily newsletter at readthepeak.com. Have a great day.